Thank you, Representative Kuster. We'll take up House Bill 1276.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I am Clarence Kuster, Representative District 9 from Gerritsen. A handout that's being passed to the committee deals with state statutes from 9322 all the way to 9327. What House Bill 1276 is before you today, if you remember, we had a bill that was known as 1081 to Buffalo Ridge, and it dealt with guide signs at that location. It passed a committee, got out on the House floor, and it was defeated. So I do not have to go back in the history of what has happened over the years, because most of you were on the committee, you were on the House floor when we had some good debate, media, whatever. But let me just refresh your memory by saying in 1970, the legislature enacted a series of laws that provided for the establishment of historic or educational municipal corporations. And there are two of them today. The Buffalo Ridge, which is in my district, and Prairie Village is at Madison. And they do serve a purpose, but they have some drawbacks. When I say the purpose that they have and how the law got into the books, etc., I do not want to cover that. But I think there's a need for those types of places. And there's some advantages to having municipalities for that reason. However, you do not have elected officials, etc., like most municipalities. Therefore, it's prudent for this legislation, this body, that we had to have to oversee that. Now, I remember the debate we had on House Bill 1081 that they probably should repeal it. But to repeal it probably wouldn't be in the best interest. In Prairie Village does an outstanding job. It's not commercialized. There's more of the historic part of it, the educational. And that was intent also Buffalo Ridge. But however, over the years, it's gone down some. And what this bill would do, it would bring that up. So therefore, as this body, what would state in there that they would be penalized by losing that charter for a municipality if they do not meet up to the codes that are stated in the House Bill 1276. So again, there are probably some other testimony on this, and I would stand by for questions, but basically that's what it does. This is a follow-up from that Buffalo Ridge deal. Why the state legislature is involved in it? Because there are two municipalities. We can't change that. They do not have elected officials, etc., where they deal with ordinances, etc., on if the place is run down, etc. Therefore, it is left up to the state. And I do not feel it would be fair that we repeal it completely because of what they've done at Prairie Village. And also, it would be an incentive for Buffalo Ridge that they would improve their appearance also. And eventually, them also, whether they have a supplementary guide sign, etc., for people coming off the interstate also. So I think this is a win-win situation. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Kuster. Further proponents on House Bill 1276. Further proponents.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm Dana Nelson with the Governor's Office. I won't reiterate what Representative Kuster said. I would note for your reference that Senator or Representative Kuster and Representative Hallbeck from the district that incorporates or encompasses Buffalo Ridge are co-sponsors, as is Representative Slaughter and Senator Dan Sutton, who represent the Madison area. When we helped Representative Kuster circulate this and get some signatures on it, what we represented to him was, after listening to the floor debate and finding that there were no standards, and that was a question asked by a couple, three representatives, we felt if we outlined some standards and a process whereby that municipal corporation status could be removed, that it would hopefully encourage Buffalo Ridge or others, if they fell in a state of disrepair, to improve themselves. But failing to do that, it would allow under the Administrative Procedures Act, Chapter 126, either the county in which they're located or the State Department of Transportation to take action, notice them for hearing, and bring them before the Board of County Commissioners or the Department, where they could submit evidence or react to other evidence and so forth, and more or less have their day in court. The advantages to having these municipal corporations, to the extent we can determine, one, they are exempt from property tax in their counties, so there is obviously an incentive for them to incorporate in this manner. And two, at least with regards to Prairie Village, they participate in the Municipal League's joint liability insurance pool, and they estimate that saves them about $10,000 a year. So there was a reason to create these, and the reason that we aren't asking to repeal these is it would have very unintended consequences. We think this bill, as I said, creates some incentives and encouragement for a place like Buffalo Ridge to fix its property up or lose its designation, and others that may eventually use this would be held to the same standard. I, too, would stand by for questions if you have some, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further proponents? Further proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Ron Wheeler, and I represent the South Dakota Department of Transportation. We, too, support this bill, and I won't reiterate what's already been covered, but I will remind you that we do have highway beautification issues that come up all the time with regard to billboards and other things, and we do have a procedure to deal with billboards that are in disrepair along the highway. We have a notification process and so forth. However, in the case of a municipality, which is adjacent in this case, which is not a taxing authority municipality, but one of two special circumstances in the state, we really have no means by which to encourage them to take down their junky signs or whatever occurs. So this is very consistent with other policies that already exist within the state, so I guess I would urge your support.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to committee questions. Representative Merchel.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I did have just one question. Perhaps Mr. Nelson would be willing to come back. It's probably... I'm looking at the established code on this, and am I understanding this correctly? I see where the state cannot manage or control unless the state legislature does. In other words, no department or anything like that can have any oversight whatsoever on this municipality, nor can any, it appears, nor can any other municipality or anyone. Am I reading that right? There is no one can set up any guidelines, rules, or anything unless it is the state legislature?
Well, I think Representative Haney has addressed that when we visited with him on the floor this morning regarding the police powers. Obviously, law enforcement would have authority, and under police powers, nuisance ordinances could be applied from the county level, the local government political subdivision, which would be the county in that case. But I guess I would read, as you do, that the state would be limited in anything it could do. I would agree with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Further questions? Representative Klocek.
I guess you're not either one, maybe tax experts, but that 718.12, do you think that they could put a sales tax on for their individual situation to fix up the buildings or something? Would that be allowed under this proposal? Or, I don't know, some kind of a tourist tax or something that they would put on somehow to maybe get them a little extra revenue back?
Mr. Nelson, would you care to?
I'm afraid I'm not an expert in that, yeah. Representative Klocek. I couldn't provide an answer. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, because looking at the statute, it looks like you possibly could, but I'm not sure. So, thank you.
Thank you, Representative Klocek. Further questions? If not, we'll close to committee action. Chair would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Slaughter.
Move do pass.
Representative Slaughter moves do pass, seconded by Representative Merchel. Discussion on the do pass motion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie?
Hanson? Aye.
Hargan?
No.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Lintz.
Aye.
Merchel.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sigstad.
Aye.
Slaughter.
Aye.
Henny.
Aye.
Jonathan.
Aye. House Bill 1276 goes to the floor, do pass.